Say, well, she's going to come in right away. Now, that's the way they usually said it.
I see. Ever heard them say she's going to come fresh or freshen?
Yes, I have heard a lot of people say, well, she'll freshen so-and-so certain time.
I see. What about sheep? Did you ever hear people around here raising any sheep?
Yeah, my grandpa raised a lot of sheep. And he would dress the lambs. He never did kill old ones, but just as they was getting about grown, he'd dress them. And I know he could dress them the cleanest. There wouldn't be a piece of wool about them. And Grandma could cook that stuff. Oh, she'd put on and boil it and then take it up and put it in a pan with a lot of grease and set it in the stove and bake it a while till it browned a little on both sides, you know. And it'd be so good. At one time I lived in Hattiesburg, and a man come along selling some of that lamb meat, and I bought a piece big enough for a roast. And the man that I had an apartment on one side of the hall, and the man and wife lived on the other. Well, he said he loved a lamb roast. Loved it cooked anyway. And I said, well, when I get it cooked, I'll bring you a piece of it. And she made a face and said, well, I sure wouldn't have it cooked in my kitchen. Well, I went ahead and cooked my roast, and when I went to put it in that pan of grease to brown good, I had me several baked sweet potatoes and peeled them and laid them around it and let them brown in there with it, you know. When I took it up, I just cut him a piece about that thick across the side and put two potatoes by, carried it in there to him. I said, Mr. here's your piece of meat and potatoes. I said, Jesse, you said you wouldn't eat it. No, sir, I'm not going to eat it. She pitched in and liked to eat it up. She said when she saw him eat it, it looked so good. And she tasted it and said it was so good until she, and he laughed about it. He said, yes, sir, she liked to eat that from me. And my daddy raised lots of goats when we lived way back up yonder. He didn't raise any when we moved down here. He got rid of them. But we had what they called the big woods. There was lots of woods up there, and he just turned them out and let them go and come. But now they come home every evening just as regular, because he always fed them cottonseed. And he'd shut them up in a pen every night and turn them out every morning. Well, he dressed them kids when they got up big enough to eat. He'd kill them and skin them. They'd be just as clean and nice, and Mama'd cook that, and she'd take the hind quarter and make steak out and fry it. Now, that was good, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Boil the other then and brown it, and like Grandma cooked the kid or the lamb.
When did you live in Hattiesburg?
It's been a long time. I lived there in, I moved down there in 1919. And I stayed down there about 2 years.
Why did you move?
Walter was working down there at that time, and then they moved the ex-ward back to Jackson. And he had come back up here and went to work out of Mendenhall, so I moved to Mendenhall.
I see.
And I lived in Laura when we first married. We lived in Laura and didn't stay there for 2 months. And then I lived in Columbia several months when our first baby was little. If you keep up with your husband on